Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Our greetings and salams and respect and salutations, first of all, to the Imam of our time, Imam Mahdi, Ajjalallah Ta'ala Farajul Sharif, and to you, dear brothers and sisters, who are listening to another episode of the program, Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we try to delve a little bit deeper into challenges and problems that you, dear parents, Muslim parents, might have with regards to raising your lovely, dear teenagers. And alhamdulillah, in the studio, we have our dear guest, an expert of the program, Sayyid Salman Naghawi, who is a faculty member of Al-Mustafa University. His specialty is Islamic studies. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you very much.
All right. We talked a lot about parenting styles. We mentioned transformational and transactional parentings. And I think we covered whatever that was basically there. Now, in this program, we want to talk about some problems and challenges and, like, you know, really dark issues in the personality or character of our teenage child, where they're not polite to us, they talk back to us, they have some negative features. Of course, this is a very broad question, and specifically want to talk about the fact that our teenager has a rude personality, and you really, you know, he or she doesn't respect you the way he or she should, and that makes you a little bit worried. Now, are you supposed to neglect this, or talk to the teenager, or, you know, punish him? What are you supposed to do?
Yes, thank you very much. That's something which we are all faced with normally in our lives when we are raising children, especially teenagers, and it's not an easy thing. It's not an easy task, as we have been always saying that we need to learn how to become a parent. It's not, we don't learn it by birth or by just being, you know, just getting married and that's all. No, we need to educate ourselves to be able to become good parents and to be able to manage situations which are difficult. And the most important thing is that we need to be careful of the fact that we are doing all of this for a purpose. It's all for the sake of Allah Almighty. It's all for the sake of gaining the proximity to Allah Almighty. And gaining proximity to Allah Almighty basically is becoming godly in our practices, in our behavior, in our conduct, in our attributes and traits. That's important because otherwise, we always talk about good deeds, and then we come up with this question, oh, if a non-believing person or a non-Muslim is carrying out good deeds, then what's the difference between us and them? And we say basically the difference is the intention. The intention is that we do it for Allah Almighty, and doing it for Allah Almighty means doing it for the sake of becoming close to Him and godly like Him in His attributes. And one of his attributes is he knows what he has created, and so he knows about the teenager. We also should know about and discover the psychology of a teenager and understand why he is rude. We have to be compassionate about it. We have to be caring. We need to understand what is the reason that a teenager is rude. Number one, basically, it's because of the ongoing changes in his mind, in his feelings, and his thoughts. As a teenager, there is a tremendous difference coming up in his behavior because of the change in the hormones inside him. So it's something natural And because he or she cannot understand what's happening, something, it's a new experience, especially in the beginning, when a person has become an adolescent and he is facing this challenge.
Let's go for a short break and we'll be right back.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, you brothers and sisters. We're talking about rudeness of teenagers and how we as parents can tackle this problem. Sayed in our program mentioned some very fundamental points about the physiology of the era, the time of adolescence, and we want to learn more about
it. Yes. Number two, if someone is rude in any situation, we shouldn't be condoning that rudeness. Having said that, we have to realize that there's a change going on, but that does not mean that we're going to accept the rude behavior, because if we don't nip it in the bud, the behavior shall become a habit. So it has to be taken care of. But there are two ways of doing it. The moment a person is rude, you can start becoming rude yourself and tit for tat. But that's not the way, is it? You need to be above that. You don't need to find yourself in a situation where you're competing with your youngster, or you feel that he's your competitor, or he's your enemy, or whatever. Neither he should feel that way, nor yourself. So you need to take some time off. You should try to comfort the person and try to make him or make her realize that you're not feeling well, you're not up to it, so let's take time off. I'm going to be sitting here waiting for you to come back to your maybe normal condition, and then we'll talk over it. So you need to, you know, buy some time for yourself and for the child to calm down, to cool down, as it is. And you need to refrain from giving a knee-jerk reaction to what behavior she or he is presenting. So basically you need to keep your cool. You have to remain without any, I mean, you don't need to express at least negative behavior. Yes, you can show, then you can present yourself that you don't like what's happening, you feel offended, but not because you're offended because of yourself, because you feel that it's not the right thing for the child to do, for the teenager to do. It's something bad for him or her to do that.
Right.
So that's just to make him or her realize that it's not what's happening is not good.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't need to react or overreact. Take time off. And then when the situation is better, then you can understand, you can make him or her realize that they need to, you know,
talk about it.
Yes, we need to talk about it, and you need to tell them that this rude behavior is not what acceptable. It's not acceptable.
Right. Let's go for a short break, and we'll be right back.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Honor your children and teach them good manners."
Welcome back, dear brothers and sisters in faith. We are talking about rudeness of teenagers and how to tackle this problem. Sayed in our program mentioned two points. First, taking into account the psychological, physiological changes happening in the teenager. And second of all, the way the parent should be dealing with the teenager is not a tit for tat, tactic that, okay, since you're rude, I'm going to do this, I'm going to act the same way. And buy some time, so that eventually he or she will cool down and you will talk about the problem. But my problem is that oftentimes you know, sometimes you have teenagers, well, you have like some teenagers who do like to talk about their problems and concerns, and like if they've had a bully at school or if they've had a problem, and they do come to you eventually when you have a problem, but sometimes this doesn't happen. And that relationship between the parent and the teenager is non-existent. And so even when time goes by, still, I mean, they do cool down, but they don't approach you to talk to you, to share their feelings with you.
Yes, of course. So basically it results from the fact that you have shunned him or her, you have snubbed him. Yes, we do say we need to nip the problem in the bud, but the problem is that the nipping should be so with care and such a way that does not cut off your lines of communication with him or her. In any case, you need to maintain your communication with your child, and that is not a very easy task. It's not very easy. You need to control yourself. And for everything where we face a difficult situation, we also always will be trying to, should be trying to seek the help of Allah Almighty to give us the strength to control ourselves. Not only with our teenagers, in any situations, maybe sometimes with our parents, sometimes with our siblings, sometimes with, in all situations, anger is not the proper behavior. You shouldn't become angry in any case. You shouldn't allow others to control your behavior. Whenever you show negative behavior, you become angry, and it's sparked by the behavior of someone else. Then you are putting yourself at their mercy, and you are allowing them to manipulate you and influence you. So you need to understand that in any situation where there's someone coming at you with rudeness and anger and a negative sort of behavior, you need to maintain your cool. And it's quite difficult. It's not always easy. And you need to seek Allah's help to remember that you are trying to educate someone. You're trying to do something for his or her benefit.
Right.
And as a result, you need to understand that, the most important thing is that all our actions and our behaviors, we remember, maintain that connection with Allah Almighty. That is true zikr of Allah Almighty. Zikr of Allah is not just sitting and, counting your beads and saying Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. Right. Remembering Allah is not just by lip service, it's by really seeking his help when you're in need or when you're even not in need. So the important thing is that linkage between you, yourself, and Allah is maintained. And as the hadith says, that anyone who maintains and establishes that good connection with Allah Almighty will make all his connections easy
between him and other people.
And between others.
Right.
So this is the basic thing, especially with our own kids.
Right. Thank you so much. You mentioned several very fruitful and useful and practical points, basically all of them about how the parent has to raise his awareness with regards to the child, and also it's a process of self-development and, you know, growing his capacity, like becoming more patient. This is all the time that we have. Thank you very much for listening to this program. I'm sure a lot of you have a lot of questions to ask, or you have concerns or comments with regards to our program. Feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. You can also visit our social media, Instagram and Facebook, at Call of Islam Radio. And you can listen to our programs at parstoday.ir. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way. Islam is a way of life, a complete way. Islam solves all of our problems. Allah leaves no stone unturned. Perfect. perfect way.